Second round of the Masters today. Apparently Tiger Woods is chewing gum while he plays. Big article at Golf Digest about Tiger chewing gum during his round. I guess he's done it before. There is a lot of speculation as to why he's chewing gum. Some people think it's because the sugar in the gum gives him a burst of energy during a long, hot round. Phil Mickelson, apparently, it's been discovered, has chewed gum while playing competitive golf before. Check that out. See if you can figure it out. There has to be a reason. Maybe he just enjoys gum. Maybe there's no strategical reason for it whatsoever, and he just likes the gum. All right? If he was getting paid to chew the gum, he'd have a big logo on him somewhere. Although at Augusta, they don't really allow that. So, well, I guess some logos. He's got them on his hat. All right, maybe Dr. Mike Milligan knows. He's a former state amateur champ, and he's also Eastland Dental Center. Every month he comes in, talks to us about an interesting and important medical item. It doesn't just have to be dentistry. Mike is, he wears many hats as a doctor, and today he's wearing a green jacket, just like the ones that they wear at Augusta. Hey, Mike, how are you? Did you get that for winning something?
No, I just liked the color about years ago, and then I've got a shirt on that's got the Augusta logo on it.
Yeah, an overpriced golf shirt.
Well, yes, it was, but it's old. I got it in about 1982.
Yeah.
So I wear it every year during the Masters.
So if you get that, if you get one of those and you go to the gift shop at Augusta, mm-hmm. they charge you how much more than you would pay if you got it somewhere else?
That's probably quite a bit. I don't remember. But, but it's worth it. I mean, you know, it's Augusta, so you've got to get something from Augusta.
Well, you surprised me when you came in because you look like you're one of the board members of the course.
You know, I know Fred Ridley, who is the Augusta National chairman now. He played at Florida when I played at the University of Houston. So we played against each other and played with each other golf. And so I have a little tie there, yeah.
All right. Well,
and I've been there three times
you look
at
dapper.
The tournament. Yeah.
You look dapper. You look ready
thank
to,
you.
Yeah, you look ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations are in order because Dr. Mike from Eastland Dental Center earlier this week became one of only three dentists in the world who are certified by the International Association of Orofacial Myology. So my first question for you, Mike, is what is orofacial myology?
Well, that deals, oral is mouth and mm-hmm. orofacial, and then myology is muscle. So it deals with muscle patterns and posture of the facial muscles, including the tongue, which is a very important organ in
you've talked
in
about that
deal
before,
with.
Where oh, yeah. the tongue is placed while you
yeah.
sleep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You say is a really important dynamic in the future of the health of your mouth.
Oh, absolutely. It's important for people of all ages, and in particular, if we can get that in the correct position and functioning correctly in kids, we can prevent so many problems.
But all right, so what? There's only three of you in the world. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't have to wear that green jacket, do they?
No, they don't get a green jacket. But there are 303 active IAOM, International Association of Orofacial Myology, certified orofacial myologists in the world. And you can either be a physician, a dentist, a dental hygienist, or a speech pathologist. There are no physicians. There are only three dentists. The other two are in Japan. So it's very important. It is becoming more and more popular. More and more people are speaking about this. And I learned about it several years ago, the importance of it, and decided that I wanted to pursue that so that I could teach others about it. And I became certified. I actually got 169 out of a possible 170 points on my exam.
Are you bragging?
I am. I was very proud of that.
What do you have to do to be certified? What's the test like? You're in your office taking it, right?
There's a written.
Okay.
That it's actually open book, but it's a 6-month exam. There's a lot to that. And then the clinical is 8 hours in your office treating patients. And so several of my patients graciously became patients of mine for the test.
In other words, guinea pigs.
No, not at all. Because you're doing this for a while before you take the exam. A lady flew out from Denver, one of the examiners, and was in my office there for that 8 hours watching me treat these patients. And then, so once you pass the study, then you pass the written, and then you pass the clinical.
Now, you've been doing this a long time, so I imagine it doesn't affect you like that. But if somebody was watching me while I was taking a test, a medical test especially, I think I'd get kind of nervous. Were you nervous?
No, I was prepared. That's just like at the Masters. If they're prepared, they're not so nervous. I learned that in golf. It's the preparation. And so for this exam, I was prepared. And so much of that, of everything that we do, is once you're prepared, you then can perform well, and you don't need to be nervous. You just focus and do your best.
Talking with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center earlier this week, he became a certified oral myofacial myologist. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
Close. Yeah.
From the International Association of Oral Facial Myology.
Yeah.
Where are they based out of?
They have a couple of offices. The head examiner's out of California at this point.
You've got an event coming up at Bloomington Country Club on May 2nd, which is in regard to preventing heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. I can't think of anything more important. And this is something, and we've talked about this before, you're very passionate about this. So
yeah.
So you and a couple of other doctors will be speaking, presenting. What are you going to tell us, and what do we need to know?
Absolutely. Luke Perry, the actor, Beverly Hills,
yeah,
90210.
52 years old.
Yeah, recently died of a massive stroke. Just Monday, a 52-year-old VP at Growmark died at his desk. My son-in-law was in the room next door. Saturday, a local practicing dentist had a mild stroke. You see it all the time. It's devastating. And so I am very passionate about it. I'm trained by Baldonin method in heart attack, stroke, and diabetes prevention. And so twice a year, we started it last fall, twice a year we're going to host a meeting and a screening to help people with this. Dentistry is involved with this because the bacteria in gum disease, the bacteria in abscess teeth are involved, and also obstructive sleep apnea is a big part, root cause of heart attacks and strokes. And so we treat all those in our office. So I will be speaking along with five physicians. It's Thursday, May 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 to 8 p.m. at Bloomington Country Club. It is free. Dr. Craig Bax from Springfield, the Center for Prevention, will be speaking. Dr. Rule Wright, who was a cardiovascular surgeon and now works at the vein specialist, will be speaking. Dr. Roberta Van Zandt from Morton, Dr. Bill Ray from Normal, went down recently in February with Dr. Marissa and me and was trained by Bill Donine. And he's very excited about it, Dr. Bill Ray in Normal. And then Dr. Richard Fellner will be speaking from Champaign. So we're going to tell you all about ways to prevent heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And these things don't need to happen. And then on May 17th, in my office, we'll do another screening, which you took part in.
Mm-hmm.
The first one
took
that
an hour.
Did. Mm-hmm.
It's not intrusive or invasive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was kind of fascinated because some of the machines you use, there's a machine that it weighs you, but while it weighs you, you stand there. I think you grab the handles, and there are some pallets there that you step onto, and it can. It can read the muscle mass and the fat.
Mm-hmm. Visceral fat.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The percentage of body fat and things mm-hmm. like. And it immediately, right before your eyes, will scan all of that, an image of your body and all of those things right in front of you. And it takes seconds.
Yeah, it's amazing. But that's technology today. And we need to take advantage of that.
The only thing is the first time that he did it, it created the body of a supermodel.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure it did.
So it must read my mind as well.
It doesn't read your mind, but you know, if in your mind you are a supermodel, I think that's wonderful.
No, that's just what I'm thinking about.
So the way you can sign up for this, again, May 2nd, 6:30 to 8, Bloomington Country Club. You can go to team@eastlanddental.com. You can and reply. You can call us at 309-663-4711, or you can go to those are the ways to sign up for that meeting. Then the imaging, which we will hold in my office May 17th, you can go to dvtimaging.com, scroll down, and register for that. Pick your slot. There's only 20 slots available. They will fill up. Or you can call my office again at 309-663-4711.
Okay, again, the number is 663-4711. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. Hey, good to see you.
Great to see you.
Do you
thanks.
Break that jacket out just once a year?
I usually wear it twice a year.
Twice a year?
Yeah. I'll wear it to church on Sunday.
Okay.
The last final day of the Masters. Yeah. And then I'll wear it one other day during the Masters. You know, sometimes I'll wear it on St. Patrick's Day, though.
You could wear it during Christmas.
So really three times. No, I don't wear it on Christmas.
Put a green red shirt on
I
and
could.
A green jacket.
I'd look like a Christmas tree.
You'd look like, one of the elves.
Yeah.